You're listening to 66.6 FM. Radio TOVH. The Flush.
Jamma, you just heard Metal Inferno from Nuke. That's from their upcoming LP, Nuke, out on Hell's Headbangers on July 22nd. I have got terrible news. This album does not have a track called Nuke on it, so there's going to be no Nuke.
Ruined.
Nuke. Bummer, guys. Back to the drawing board. I'm Joe Thrashenkill. You're listening to the Toilet of Hell radio show. With me, as always, Randall.
You get more effeminate with that every single time. And I'm. What are you even doing? Did you just do the Warriors thing?
Yeah, I thought it'd be a nice way to introduce you.
Oh, well, okay, that works. I was about to make fun of you for getting more effeminate with how you introduce me every single time, but I don't hate that at all, so keep doing that by all means.
Randall.
Joe, how are you today?
Oh, man. Joe, what are you up to today?
I am recovering my house. I had a housewarming party last night. There was a corgi puppy here.
What?
His name was Ruggles, and he was delightful. He played everywhere. He was out in the backyard playing with my friend's black lab. They were just having a great time, and I was having a beer and seeing all these friends that I hadn't seen in forever, and in my own backyard, I think it was the happiest that I had felt in a long, long time. And then I got iced. A buddy I went to college with came up, and you know, we're all adults now. He lives in a fancy house across town. He gave me this paper covered bottle that I was assumed was a bottle of nice wine, and no, it was a giant Smirnoff Ice.
It was a bigger than normal one.
Yeah, man, it was big, and it was hot, and and I have a terrible hangover today. I'm going to blame it entirely on that one Smirnoff Ice and not everything else that I drank.
So when you get iced, I don't know how the rules work out there, but when I was in college, when you got iced, you had, and I was a master icer. I bought a six pack and hid them across my friend's apartment. So for an entire week, I just kept getting text messages. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you. Every time he found another one. But we've had the rule that when you got iced, you had to get down on one knee, put the other hand in the air, pointing up while you chugged the whole thing.
That was how we did it in college as well. I had a friend who was real devious with the shit because he got me, and it might have taken him 6 months from when he placed it to when he actually got me. I got a flat tire, and I pulled over, and I opened up the little door in the back of my car that holds my spare tire, and there it was, a piping hot Smirnoff Ice when I desperately needed help instead of a Smirnoff Ice.
So, just trying to refresh you.
If you're listening, Joe, his name is also Joe. You're an asshole, and I hate you.
So for those of you out there, listeners, who have never been iced or never iced anyone, it's great fun, and it's a great reason to always keep a six-pack of Smirnoff Ice in your refrigerator so you can ice people.
I think we need to be done with this trend. This trend has lasted way too many years.
No, it's never going to die. I'm never going to let it die. I'm going to ice you if we ever unfortunately have to meet up. I am going to make sure I figure out a way to ice you. Unfortunately, it'd probably be at something like Death Fest, where it's kind of hard to, you know, I don't really want to sneak beer in. That's annoying.
That's true. Also, I don't want all the cool kids to make fun of me for drinking a Smirnoff Ice.
Dude, I wore space pants at Death Fest. You really think I care about people making fun of you or me?
Fair enough.
I'm going to wear my new booty shorts, my new jorts that I made. Did you see those?
I did. You're really letting it all hang out. And listeners, if you're not friends with Randall Thor on Facebook, you should definitely add him. Of course, he goes by his real name. But
it's actually not even my real name. I spell it wrong. Boom. Yeah,
Christ. He put up some real NSF dubs pics the other day. You go ahead and describe your outfit for this.
So, you know, the Turd Cutter show, I gotta dress up. Everybody expects me to wear dumb things at this point, which is kind of a dumb gimmick, but I don't care. I have fun with it. I need to wear stupid stage costumes. So I showed up. I had some jorts I made a couple of years ago for a July 4th party, because duh. And they weren't short enough, you know, they came right above the knee, which was pretty redneck, pretty good, but for this I needed a lot more. So I cut them even shorter so that actually the bottom of my butt is hanging out of them.
Underbutt.
I had underbutt going on. They were really short. I felt like I was wearing nothing. They were fantastic. It was all hanging out. You could see everything. There was nothing hidden.
Feels like you're wearing nothing at all. Nothing at all.
Yeah, and so me and my guitarist Jerry took a picture because he got his short shorts out because he had some booty jorts as well. And for the picture, he decided just to take his shorts down. And so you get the full butt with him. And I got to say, we look pretty good. I guess good legs, good butts. Jerry is a lot smaller than I am and a lot better looking. So lots of muscles, lots of really nice legs going on. And we played the show like that.
It looks like you might be hanging nad.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't really know what that means, but I'm just going to go with it.
I'll let, you know, it seems, never mind.
Someone will make fun of me in the comments for it and explain it to me.
I'm certain that they will. Before we move on, I just want to mention that Nuke track was awesome. And those guys are from Detroit. I've got a chance to listen to that entire record. And actually, I believe it was Leif Berikson. He put up a mini review of this record a couple of weeks ago. I highly, highly recommend that you check it out when it drops.
I'm definitely planning on it. It's just really fun, feel good, black thrash and roll stuff, which I guess is weird to call a band called Nuke fun and feel good,
Oh,
but
yeah.
it is. And it's just super heavy metal. The melodic sensibilities in that solo and the dual guitar, it just really sells a home for me. The guitar tone is razor sharp, really nice. It reminds me of Razor, guitar tone wise, but
Yeah.
which makes sense, I guess. It's just a really fun track. I highly recommend it.
Let's play another track. This is Black from Besieged.
Thank you.
You just heard Black from Besiege. That was from their 2013 record, Victims Beyond All Help. That's from the very, very righteous Unspeakable Acts Records. And I actually found out about that track because it was gifted to me on Bandcamp by our own detective Jimmy McNulty. And I just started using Bandcamp for personal purposes, and I gotta say that it's a lot of fun to be able to get presents and send presents.
Yeah, the only issue I have is that, you know, I can't send people power metal unless they have it on their wish list already. But, you know, I get it, because otherwise people will probably just send each other really crappy records over and over and over again.
Wait, can't you send people just whatever?
No, they have to have it in their wish list, I believe.
I don't think that's true, because I did not have this Besieged in my wish list.
Interesting. Okay, I'll have to check it out. Maybe they changed it. But when I was doing Metal Bandcamp Gift Club more frequently a few months ago, that it had to be in your wish list first, because otherwise I could just send you every power metal album I've ever found on Bandcamp, and you would hate yourself, even though you're wrong.
I would hate myself, but I bet a lot of power metal artists would thank you for sending all of their records.
Yeah, I sent, I think I can pull it up, I just don't know exactly where it is. But there's at the bottom of your collection, I believe, you can see the albums you've gifted. And I believe A Sound of Thunder and Judicator each I've gifted 3 times. And they definitely noticed. They were very thankful, just like you said.
Well, it's pretty sweet. I'm in favor of this, even though it's maxing out the hard drive of my stupid, stupid little MacBook Air.
Yeah, but Metal Bandcamp Gift Club is just a really, really cool thing. I got involved with it a little bit after it started, because I forget his name on the toilet. I believe, is it Cybernetic Organism?
Yes.
Told us about him. And he just introduced it to me. I thought it was a really cool idea. I got on Twitter, because that's where it's most active.
Oh, you might be thinking of Celtic Frosty. He's very,
yeah,
very
sorry,
active.
Celtic Frosty. Even though Cybernetic Organism is also really cool. But Celtic Frosty showed it to me, and I got on Twitter, because that's where the hashtag is, and that's where the discussion and communication is dealt with for it. And basically, it's really just people saying thank you for buying me stuff. But I got involved with some of the people in there, and there were some power metal dudes in there, which is really fun for us to, you know, talk and figure out what everybody else likes. And I actually got to meet a few of the dudes from Metal Band King Biff Club at Death Fest this year, and I believe I told the story on here about us grilling out. That was them.
Oh,
so
that's awesome.
I gave them cigars. They gave me free beer and hot dogs and a cheeseburger.
Nice.
And we used a crushed can of PBR or something, some cheap beer, as a spatula, because we none of us have one.
Oh, I thought that was going to go in a completely different direction.
Oh, no. I don't know where you were thinking. I'm not going to go there. It doesn't sound good or pleasant.
Well, if you've never been a teenage scumbag, which I certainly never was... smoking weed out of a beer can is a popular route.
There's kids who do that behind my house. They're idiots.
Yeah, tell them that it's probably going to give them Alzheimer's or something. I don't know that it's true, but it can't be a good
idea.
I just
make stuff up. Hey, kids, don't smoke that. You know, it'll give you cerebral palsy. I don't know.
Just tell them the same lies that we heard growing up about casual drug usage. Like, every time you take ecstasy, it takes an ice cream scoop out of your brain.
Ooh, very good, very good. Yeah. And they won't believe me, but that's okay. The point is I'm being a dick to kids, which is fun.
Look out for old man Randall Thor.
Get out of my yard, boys. No, this track was really nice. It just starts off just thrash, just real good.
Oh, yeah.
Nice tempo change in there. A really creative progression towards the end of the song. I really enjoyed that. There's a little bit too much repetition going on here, I think. Some of the riffs I kind of lost interest in just because they kept playing them too often. But overall, I mean, it's a good track. I really enjoyed it. I will definitely – you said the album came out in 2013?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I can go find it and listen to it, because yeah. I definitely will.
Hopefully they've got new material on the way. I will vouch that this record is excellent for cleaning your house too while listening to it.
So, oh, excellent.
There you have it. Metal Bandcamp Gift Club. Check it on Twitter. Make somebody's day.
Yeah, you can find me on there. I'm V. Randall Thor. If you give me something, I will probably give you something back. That's not the reason you should do it, but it is cool.
Let's go ahead and play another track. How about Crusty Old Toad with Ashes to Fly? Ashes to Fly by Crusty Old Toad. That was from an album that he put out late in 2015 called Nefarious Occurrence. And man, that riff though, that riff is so buttery smooth. I want to bathe in it.
Yeah, get some bubbles, get some butter, and then just jump in the tub with that one.
Make you a sandwich.
Make a big old sandwich of that one.
So this is a funny thing. Crusty Old Toad, as the name implies, is kind of a jokey project. The guy has a toad mask and he has really silly lyrics. But this particular track from this album, it's just something else. It's like it's like Ghosts if Ghosts didn't suck.
Yeah, basically, and had harsher black metal vocals.
Yeah,
it's really interesting how the lead guitar lines are really cleanly executed. They just make you feel good. Just really nice. Even though it's a very unusual pairing of black metal vocals with a style of kind of indie chords, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's really nice. I could totally see a lot of people getting mad about this, like black metal elitist type dudes. Like if they heard this, like they're poisoning the genre. And all I have to say to that is, I love it.
I agree, and I think that this has the potential, like if you were to continue pushing in this direction, to be a really, really big thing. Of course, you would maybe want to reconsider the name and the whole Toad shtick.
Maybe, but who cares? I mean, I don't know if I can sit through an entire album of this, but just one track like that, I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's a smooth, smooth jam. This Crusty Old Toad is the project of Totorus Crussicus, who describes himself as a dungeon master / chronic masturbator, so he fits our target demographic of the site.
Absolutely. He's probably already a reader.
I would assume so, yeah. He submitted his music earlier this week to us.
Oh, excellent. I'm glad he did, because I'm glad I heard that.
Me too.
Speaking of things I'm glad about,
yeah.
Today is Father's Day.
Hey! Happy Father's Day, dads.
I know we got some dads in the reader base and author base.
Dads in the house!
Yeah, boy, get you some dad. No, so I'm excited. I'm going to go... My dad is a excellent cook, and nobody could figure out what he wanted to eat, so he just said, I'll just cook out steaks, because he likes doing that. So now I get to go over and eat my dad's delicious steaks, and probably smoke a cigar and jam some music with him later. I've got a lot of new heavy and power metal to show him because he loves that stuff.
That's interesting. Did your dad get you into heavy metal, power metal, or is that something that you brought upon him?
I brought that upon him, but he's glad I did. So his musical development's interesting too, because you know, growing up, his favorite band will always be Kiss, which is a good choice, and he's obsessed
I
with
guess.
Them. I mean, best show on the planet, man. Come on.
It's not for me, man.
You're a loser. You obviously hate fun and partying and joy, but
obviously.
I'll move on. So, you know, growing up, lots of classic rock. He liked Sabbath. When I started getting into, you know, the metalcore bands I grew up with, yeah, I know, but that's what I listened to in high school. He thought it was funny. He's like, you think that's heavy? And he showed me Pantera, which I didn't like, and I still don't like. But he thought that was funny that I thought metalcore bands were heavy. But then he started getting into the metalcore bands so he could take us and go to shows with us. He'd start mosh pits, which is hilarious. He just, you know, he's a lot bigger than us, so he would just crush us. But it was a lot
of. How old is your pops?
I'm ashamed to say I don't know, but he's in his 50s now.
Okay.
Upper 50s, I imagine. I know when his birthday is. It's in December, so that's good. I'm at least halfway there, I guess.
Yeah, it's a good start.
It's a good start. I don't really want to ask him how old he is. It won't. Just kind of rude, I guess.
Just steal his wallet, and while you're rummaging around for cash, try to pull out his date of birth from his ID.
There you go. I'll try that tonight and let you know how that goes. No, so, yeah, then, you know, I did choir in college. He got really into choral music, and now we go to the opera together all the time. And I started playing, you know, heavy power metal with Avalon Steel, and he started getting really into heavy and power metal, and that's pretty much what he listens to now.
Interesting. My dad mostly listens to country music and right-wing radio.
Oh, he definitely likes the right-wing stuff. He listens to audiobooks, too, now. And he, you know, gets all... Not Ted Cruz. Who's the other guy? Actually, there's a lot of just horrible politicians on the right side. There's one he really likes that wrote some book about being Southern.
About being Southern.
It's, like, God... Guns and Gravy or something like that. It's the name of the book, and I had to listen to that on our way to Cigar Fest, and
wow, that sounds awful.
It was bad. It started off really heartwarming. He's like talking about good old people in the good old South, and I'm like, okay, well, maybe something could happen. And then the first chapter, global warming's a lie, and I'm like, God dang it.
That sounds rough.
It started, if you would have just kept about talking about the good old folk of the South and being good to each other and loving each other, I'd have been all about that. But he immediately ruined that, just right off the bat. So it was bad. But that's not music, and that sucks. So let's not talk about things that suck. I'm happy and stoked that we get to hang out tonight. So that'll be fun.
Well, that's awesome. Some of my earliest memories are listening to the radio in the car with my dad and either hearing, I don't know, Dwight Yoakam or George Jones or Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh.
I only know half those names, and I feel privileged for not knowing the other two.
It's for the best. Let's listen to some death metal. How about that?
Yeah, that's a good way to get out of this.
All right. This is Swamp by Reptilian.
Oh, boy.
We'll be right back.
Heard Swamp from Reptilian. That's from their latest album, Perennial Void Traverse. It was sticky.
Yeah, this did not disappoint me at all. I loved that slightly off-kilter approach to death metal they got going on, to the point where I'm actually kind of blanking on who to compare them to.
I'm not entirely sure either. This is a record that our own writer, Lacertilian? Whatever the hell, is a big fan of, which makes sense. He's a reptile, this band.
He's a lizard.
Yeah, so be more creative. But I'm a big fan of this. It really conjures to mind a swamp. It is gross.
Yeah, it fits in really well, too, with all this new wave of old-school death metal bands that are taking, you know, the old-school death metal stylings and applying new ideas to them. And it's really enjoyable to hear stuff like that. You know, like, think like T-List or Nucleus or, I'm blanking, Lantern, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I love this new wave of death metal coming on. It's just really enjoyable to hear, you know, my favorite style of death metal being done either very traditionally or with new ideas, like everything since 1993 didn't happen and we're trying to progress the genre.
Totally.
I think that's fun.
Pick this record up. It's awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this one for sure. Is it already out?
It is already out.
Great. I can't wait to listen to that one. So speaking of music I like to listen to, I listened to 23 albums last week, all new 2016 records. And I've got some opinions, if you want to hear them.
I know you've got opinions. You have no qualms about letting them fly.
I guess so.
Much like flatulence.
I do that too.
23?
I counted 23.
How did you find the time for that?
I listen to music at work.
Fair enough. All right, shower me in your terrible opinions.
All right, so first off, the two amazing albums that I just really captured me were Winter Horde, which actually I've been listening to for a while, but I didn't really dive into it till this week. Just really incredible melodic black metal from Israel. It does all of my favorite things. Great riffs, great vocals, fantastic hooky choruses with neoclassical elements just all over the place. It's the best. And the whole album is solid. Like, the first track is easily the best. Just really gripping chorus there. Just beautiful. And then the whole album, though, is solid, too. And then First Fragment, I don't really remember what happened because it's just really fast. So I want to go through it a few more times. But basically, it's just exceptionally well-written tech death.
So,
because Phil Togus, or however you pronounce his last name, is a massive nerd and can do all this stuff really well.
Yeah, that was given a pretty glowing review in our regular Tech Death Thursday feature.
As it should be. It's wonderful. I don't like much tech death, but when bands do it like this, I'm all ears.
So I unfortunately still haven't checked that one out. Tech death is generally not my thing, but if you're giving it the seal of honor and so has a Handsome Spear and a number of our other readers, I will definitely check this out.
Yeah, it's really just really interesting death metal written at tech death speeds. That's the best way to put it. So you still got all your Weedleys.
How about the Deedleys? Are there Deedleys?
There's a few Deedleys.
Okay.
You get your Weedleys, you get your Deedleys, and you get a lot of really cool chord progressions. So it's really nice. So there's a lot of really great albums out there that if you're a fan of this style of music, you should probably check out. Striker, Mob Rules, and that's all the heavy and power metal stuff I think is really great. Have you heard of Angst, A-N-C-S-T?
Angst, yes I have.
Oh man, that new album.
I don't know why I've heard that name before. That's familiar for some reason.
Oh, maybe you just saw it in the new release list. But it's just kind of crusty black metal, but it is able to separate the two ideas really well and also blend them really well. It's not the typical American style where it's just drenched in reverb and HM2 pedals. It sounds like crust punk, but black metal. It's really nice. Gutter Instinct, we covered them. That you already know.
Yes.
They rule. I was just surprised by the body. Oh, what were you going to say?
That album is so far one of my very favorites of the year.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. I like Interment a little bit better so far, but Gutter Instinct's got a lot of stuff going on, so I need to go back and check that out. The body really surprised me because I typically don't like that style, but the music is just so well written. Really, really nice.
Which record by the body?
Oh, the one with the pink, the one about no one deserves to be happy or whatever. I don't even remember.
No one deserves happiness.
Yeah, I don't even remember the name. I didn't write down the album names.
They put out a lot of material. It's hard to keep up.
Yeah, it's. I was really impressed by it. Behexen, I'm kind of leaning towards pushing it down a little bit, but so far it's really good. Somebody showed me the band Novembra. It's spelled November, but you get your E and R backwards. It's really nice. It said gothic metal, and I'm like, oh, this is going to suck. This should be interesting. But nah, it's just really pretty. I guess gothic metal fits. I don't know. It's really pretty, kind of progressive a little bit at times. Just a pretty record.
All right. Did it make you want to put on eyeliner?
No.
Okay. Not gothic.
Not, yeah. It's, I guess it's not gothic. Dark Funeral and Uada. UADA. I don't know how to pronounce that.
I say Uada. As in, Uada, listen to this record. Hey.
Yeah, those are really good black metal. They're both pretty melodic, just really pretty stuff. Dark Funeral, especially, is really impressive. And then that giant triple album by Shamash. Smash that like button. I don't know how to pronounce that guy either. That was really intimidating, but ended up being... I split it up into three discs and listened to them separately. And that was really nice. I know you like Catalepsy. It's kind of forgettable to me, man. Sorry.
Can't win them all.
It's just not for me, I guess. Surgikill, Entheon, Mantar, Death Angel, all those are fine. I don't care. Now here's the part that's fun. Here's the albums I thought suck or people are dumb for hyping up. First off, let's get the ones none of y'all care about out of the way. Haken and Dynasty. I don't care. Haken's lame retro prog that isn't good at songwriting and it sucks.
So I really, really, really liked the Haken EP that came out 2 years ago, I guess.
Yeah.
What the fuck was that called? Keep talking, I'm
It's
looking.
not The Mountain, but because that was an album, and I did that one. I didn't really have an opinion on, but this one, they just kind of, I feel like they just tried to be retro on this one, and it sucks. I don't care. And Dynasty is power metal. All my power metal friends hype this one up hard. It's just absolute cat poop. It is ultra generic, djenty power metal with mediocre choruses and absolutely zero riffs. There's not a single riff on the album. Why do you play metal if you don't have riffs? Stop.
That sounds terrible.
It's bad. Fortunately, I listened to Mob Rules right after that, and that was really awesome heavy power metal, so I was totally okay. Here's another album that's gotten glowing reviews across the toilet. I don't get it all. Zrine. Why?
I'm pretty sure the lizard will be super pissed at you for.
Good.
All right.
I don't get it. I just got really bored listening to it. It didn't do anything interesting. I mean, if you really like that style, I can see that because I really like Sweet Death bands, and there's a ton of Sweet Death bands that I know are totally mediocre, but I don't care because I love Sweet Death. But whatever. Some dude told me to listen to Entheos. He's like, dude, it's really good. It's got deathcore in it. I don't need to say anything else. Done.
I assume they were. I thought that was a tech death band.
They're a tech death, but then they randomly have deathcore breakdowns, and it's a solid no.
Sweet.
Yeah, Votum, I don't even remember what it sounded like, but I rated it really low. So yeah, I guess if you like this, we're not friends. I don't know. And then Aborted, I don't know why people still like that band. Very, very generic and boring, and I don't care.
I think their artwork this time around was way better than the record.
Oh, their artwork is fantastic. I'd love to see them come back because Engineering the Dead was phenomenal, but they just seem to be phoning it in to me.
Yeah, I gave it a chance. This record did nothing for me.
It's like 2.5 out of 5. It's there. It
It
exists.
is a record that exists.
And it is like if you really need some death metal to play, like it's not bad. It's just I don't. There's just so many better bands out there right now that are just doing way more interesting stuff. I don't know why you would champion this album. Which again, these albums are all albums I saw people are just like hyping up like crazy, and I just don't get it.
You know, a common complaint that I get on about my taste in general is that I don't really have an appreciation for black metal. It's never really done anything for me. But I have a track that I'd like to play today to close out the show. That it is black metal, paradoxically from the most grim and frostbitten place on earth, Panama City, Florida.
Nice beaches fill me with misery.
The cold and frostbitten, frostbitten.
The frost and cold bitten. What?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is a pretty rad band. Les Sravi, is that how you pronounce it?
I would say Lostravi. I don't know. Sure.
They put
It sounds
out.
like a really nice Italian dish. I'm hungry now.
Yeah, I haven't eaten anything. I should do that. They
I'm hungry
put
too.
out a record at the beginning of May on Obscure Music. It's Cult of the Blackened Veil. And I think it's pretty rad. This band is fronted by a woman who plays bass and also does the extreme vocals thing, and she's real, real damn good at this. So
Definitely.
I think is there anything else you'd like to cover today?
Nah, I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of the album. It's all up. It checks all the black metal boxes, the things I typically enjoy, and then it goes home. I'm totally checking that out later.
Dope. Here it is, O Sanctifier by Lesravi. I am Joe Thrash, and here with me as always, Randall Thor. You've been listening to the Toil of Hell radio show. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Listening to 66.6 FM, Radio TOVH, The Flush.